It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Of course, you can listen live here on Triple M, or you can stream us on the Listener app. That's LISTNR.
Foodland, the mighty South Aussies. Download the app today. He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Our great man's back in the studio, Tommy Jonas. Fronts up once again, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Tommy.
Always fronting up, boys. How you going, all right?
He doesn't good. Hide.
Unconditional.
Isn't it, Bert?
Yep.
Love him.
No sickies either?
No, not at all. What'd you say then, Greg?
Yeah. No sickies?
Yep.
Have you heard, Tommy?
I haven't.
Had a sickie yesterday.
The big
Saturday.
Black rhino went down.
Well, he was coming up against Source, Flagstaff Hill, and he was scared.
No show.
And he just started, on Friday, starting to get something. Didn't front up Saturday, and then didn't front up Monday because he thought, well, I better make this real. It's a three-day sort of thing. Today, cherry ripe.
Three-day virus.
I'm fronting up as well, mate.
I don't mind it. I've only been to Victoria once this year, so I'll see. I know how it is.
Mate, so, Tommy. We played on the weekend for the Maggies, all right, 17 disposal, 3-point loss. Now, where you're at with the senior coach, where do you think the conversations are going, you moving forward as the captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, well, at the moment, I'm not in the best 22, so there's some boys playing really good footy in front of me. It's Birdo, Dylan Williams, Miles Bergman,
right.
Allaire, Trent McKenzie, Lockie Jones. They haven't done anything wrong. We've won 9 on the trot, so it's a great position to be in.
Absolutely.
I'm just focusing on leading the best way I can when I'm not actually out on the field with them, helping develop young guys and also trying to get my own house in order and play some good footy.
And have you had conversations with the senior coach? Do you know exactly where you're at?
Of course, yeah. No, it's okay. Very clear, and we've been on the same page the whole way along.
Right.
Obviously, it's never nice, and it's been a little while between drinks with the mags, but it is what it is.
Did you enjoy it? Did you love getting back? I got dropped a few times for indiscretions and a few things, but I actually loved going back, even though it's, you know, you don't want to go back, but I really enjoyed embracing the sample.
Yeah, once you get over the initial shock and I suppose that disappointment, that's the best way to go about anything is to jump into it head first. And I mean, it was a great opportunity to play footy with some blokes I haven't played with for a while, and it's a different game, and yeah, you just, you know, at the end of the day, like, you're getting paid to go out there and have a run around and kick a footy with your mates. Like, it doesn't get much better than that.
I got dropped plenty of times as well, TJ, so there's no shame in that, mate. Hey,
you ever get dropped, Jars?
Yes, I did.
He's been sacked a few times, coaching.
We've all been dropped.
We ever been sacked coaching? North Adelaide Footy Club.
You let me know where you haven't been sacked.
And I didn't turn up to play, Greg.
You haven't been sacked from Port Noarlunga yet. Oh, there's one.
Might get the arse from this show the way you're going too, Joe. But just talk us through the season so far, because it's probably been, personally, been a bit frustrating. You're in, out, suspensions.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're pretty much wrapping it all up there for me. There's been a lack of continuity and...
Yeah.
Probably haven't played my best footy, but at the same time, the team's in a great space, and that's the most important thing. So I'm really happy to be a part of that.
So I'm on match committee, right? Coming up against the Western Bulldogs this week. Aaron Norton, 196. Yugel Hagen, 197. Rory Lobb, 207. O'Donnell, 197. Got Williams at 186. Allaire at 194. McKenzie, 191. So if I feel horses for courses, I'm picking TJ this week.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm only standing at 189, but obviously generally play a little bit taller. But we got a main session tomorrow. We'll see what unfolds. But, you know, the likelihood is that you don't often change a winning team. And, I mean, one of those tall blokes has got to play higher up the ground. They can't all play close to goal.
No.
So we got to think about what looks best for us. Is it all defensive? Is it a mixture of defense, offense? And we'll work that out tomorrow.
Was it the best half of footy you've seen whilst on the Port Adelaide list? Because it's the best half of footy I've seen for, well, probably ever. I can't remember a better first half.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. If the only other time I was probably on the receiving end. So, it was pretty good to watch. Like, really just enjoyed sitting back and watching the boys go to work. It was probably one of those days where, yes, we played very good footy, but this, you know, everything just falls for you, bounces for you.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was. I mean, like, it would have been virtually impossible to do it for four quarters to maintain that tempo. So, great performance.
So you're flying, and you know the depth is great as well. So you're out of the side at the moment. Hopefully, he gets pick this week, but Dixon, Boke, they ready to come back in?
They're looking good. Just got to get through main session tomorrow. It'd be a bit of change of direction, a bit of contact stuff for Boakey, but you know, they're two that if they're fit, they come back in. So there's going to be another, you know, selection squeeze. There's going to be some other people that are probably a bit stiff.
Scotty Lysett getting subbed was interesting for me because I feel like he was in the best probably three on the ground. He looked a different player. I know it's only his third game back in the side, but his spread from stoppage, his follow-up was the best I've seen from him for a long time. And I think you can't win a flag without him in really good form. For him to be subbed out, I feel like it was a real opportunity to fill his boots a bit and get his confidence going, because no doubt he would have felt the same way you're probably feeling now. Well, is this it? Am I going to get back in the side? I thought it was a good opportunity missed.
Yeah, no, I think since he's come back in, he's had three really solid weeks, or, you know, two and a half. And I reckon probably got out of him what he needed and what we needed on the weekend. And you look forward to this week playing the best in-form ruck in
the
comp.
Yeah.
It's probably a tactical move to make sure he's got the legs, because he is getting on and it's still a long year ahead. So we don't want to burn him out. And you get those opportunities, you take them.
Hey, we interviewed Quinton Narkle last week after he got picked up. Seems like a ripping lad. I know you've probably only known him for about a week or so now, and sounded like he played all right on the weekend as well.
Yeah, enjoyed running around with him. It was certainly nice to have him in the midfield there, and his last quarter was outstanding. But yeah, I mean, I've known him for 72 hours, actually probably spent more time with him than most. But yeah, seems like a genuinely good fella, and he's close mates with Pep. And I mean, there's no doubt that he wouldn't spend as much time in the AFL system and get an opportunity if you're not a good person.
No, he's a good pickup, mate. Good depth player. Mate, all the best.
Hang on. He's doing that fake thing to just you're trying to make
what, what'd
it.
What did you say that? Validate.
Validate you being away for the last 4 days.
I had a little migraine and a flu.
Quickly do another cough just to make
sure. Now, Tommy, if you don't get picked for Port Adelaide, you're off to the Ponderosa against Greg Sawyer, Central District.
Hey, they're going well.
When was the last time you played against Daniel Dittick? The Ponderosa. You'll get lost out there running around.
We're at Alberton twice in a row, so we're actually home this week. And I'm do your research.
Good prep, guys.
Anyway, last time I was at the Ponderosa, I ran 19Ks playing on a wing for the leggies.
That's
and that's
a long, big ground,
long
isn't it?
I was doing 30 back in the 80s. Anyway, take care, mate. All right, all the best, and thanks for coming in.
Cheers for having
me. There he is, our very own Tom Jonas. He fronted up, boys.
No,
that's what we're about.
Yeah, bit of courage, Jonas.
You try it on Saturday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.